Papua New Guinea, first of all, is a country which not an awful lot of Irish people are aware of. It's a series of islands situated to the north of Australia. I believe Papua New Guinea is the second largest island in the world. The Divine Word missionaries went for the first time in 1896. The territory we went to with six men, some brothers and priests. The leader came, in fact, from China, our first missionary, and their work today has developed into something like six dioceses, plus men and women working in other parts of the country as well, such as the national capital. I myself was in Wewak, one of the dioceses that were founded by us in 1911, and today we have over 30 priests, and we've already four Divine Word missionaries from Papua New Guinea working around the world in Ghana, the West Indies, and Brazil, while others are studying in Germany and in Australia and in the Philippines. Divine Word missionaries contributed an awful lot to the development of the country. Naturally, we introduced education and health from scratch along with our sisters. One of our early missionaries was the first person to do a geological or geographical survey of the coast, the land, a survey and map of which he produced was used for many, many years after that. It was so accurate. I understand that we also introduced rice and horses and cows to the country. And in later years, we introduced the first national newspaper in the Pidgin language. And we were involved in the establishment of the first seminary for the country and also in teachers' training colleges and in many, many other things like that.
What drew you to Papua New Guinea in the first place?
Again, the grace of God. I actually had applied for an appointment in either Mexico, Togo, or Paraguay, but because I was being ordained in our centenary year, I also said that I would be open to any other need that the society might have. And in fact, I was chosen then to go to Papua New Guinea. But it couldn't have worked out better because it was, in fact, a very easy country by comparison to the others, from the point of view that the language was English plus Pidgin and indigenous languages. And also, the Australian influence on the country had made it quite friendly towards us Irish, English people, you know. So that was a real blessing, because if I'd gone to Paraguay or to Mexico or Togo, I would have had to speak Spanish, French, and I understand there would have been greater poverty there and the countries would have been very different and thus more challenging.
Making Jesus Christ known, being a missionary, what's that like?
Well, the good news is that more often than not, the Papua New Guinean people taught me more, because the Papua New Guinean people, despite the short period of history they have become a very, very dynamic Catholic people and Christian people. Many people in the parishes where I worked were themselves very alive in the faith and took a lot of initiative in proclaiming the faith and living the faith. Lots of people from each particular village got involved each Sunday at the Mass, and they could do things like that even when the priest wouldn't be present. So that is a great thing.
Is there a particular model of mission that you favour, the whole order, Divine Word order, work from?
Well, personally, my model would be that of service, the service in imitation of Jesus. He came to serve, not to be the boss. And I think in Papua New Guinea, that attitude is a very, very dominant attitude. People seek to be the boss or the big man. That is the culture. You're only successful if you succeed in becoming a big man in society. But Jesus is contrary to that. He was always about giving service. And I would like to think that that would be an important role. But as I say, how to implement that concept is something relative to each cultural context, and I just hope that many of my confreres, if not all of them, can be also striving to be people who respect the local people, live well with the local people, and help to build them up.